this episode of Counting Cars. 1986 Chevy.
It's a burgundy.
Dude, if you took your glasses off, you might be able to see better.
I don't want to take my glasses off.
What happened? Today, the Ford Mustang is turning 50.
This car is a 2014 Mustang GT.
That car just looked 10 times better than any other Mustang I've ever seen.
You want to go for a ride?
Twist my arm. Oh, yeah. Rolly! Bring that baby out!
Look at that.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow, what would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep it. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. All right, come check this out. George, Aaron, how you guys doing?
What's going on, brother?
You guys got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. I want to talk to you guys about this truck. A couple of weeks ago, my man Big Ryan brought in this 86 Chevy pickup.
You got to understand something now, man. It's a slam dunk. He made it to the 20-yard line and fumbled. The cool thing is, all the hard work is done.
Yeah, this truck's ready to just be put together. I ended up buying this baby for only 11 grand, which ain't bad for a truck that's almost done. So now I'm getting all the fellas together. We're going to figure out how we're going to make this truck wicked cool.
This is all brand new stuff.
It looks new.
This is a nice truck.
That's the key, man. That's the key. This truck right here, to me, is a quick flip. There's been a ton of work already done to it, and everything is supposed to be here to put her back together. The gentleman that had this truck got in deep. This guy's got like close to 40 G's in this truck right now.
And it's not done?
I know. It's supposed to be just assembly and finish time. Now, he's already jammed out under the hood and done all the jams in this color. Since I want to make this a quick flip, I don't feel like taking this whole truck apart again to change the color.
It's a burgundy?
Well, it's kind of more of a maroon.
It's burgundy.
If you took your glasses off, you might be able to see better.
I don't want to take my glasses off.
What are you trying to be?
What is it? What is
I'm trying to glasses? Be. I don't feel like talking about it.
Oh! Speaking of burgundy.
Apparently, somebody got tired of that lip of yours.
If he was mad at my lip, I wish he'd have hit my lip.
What happened?
Let's get back to the truck.
Okay.
Enough about my...
No, but leave them glasses off, man. It makes me smile. Mike, Ryan, I want to talk to you guys about the visual on this thing, man. I'm open for some thoughts. I'm open for some ideas. I want to give this truck some more style. I'm going to totally redo the interior.
Cool.
I'm going to change the wheels.
I hope so.
It's hideous.
The thing is, though, when I look at these wheels, I'm kind of like, but yet when I look at your eye, I smile. So I'm thinking we'll do like a black interior in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, since it's all jammed out already, we'll work with the maroon, but I want to do something cool with it.
You want graphics? You want what? What do you want?
I'm kind of seeing it more hot rod-ish in the vibe.
Well, let me think about it, because, I mean, yeah, cool flames, yeah, cool scallops, but...
No scallops.
I'm going to agree with Mike on this one.
Good deal. No scallops.
Some pinstripes, maybe? I mean...
Yeah, pinstripes rock, but nothing too crazy specific, because I want to sell this truck.
It's a beautiful stock truck.
Wow. This truck is going to look mean and lean without having to do too much to it. She's already got most of the bells and whistles, so I just need Mike and Ryan to make her look serious. Sweet, and I bet you I can turn this baby for a big profit. All right, you guys, let me know what you come up with.
Mike, right, thanks for the laugh, man.
You really made me happy. I love it. If you guys see him wearing glasses, knock him off his face.
Just watch where you hit, you know? Some of this is still sore.
Taking the boys on a little road trip to celebrate a very special birthday. The Ford Mustang is turning 50, and there's a huge celebration going on at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I know a guy going to give us the VIP treatment. And what could be better than stangs, and more stangs? I'm looking for Gary Patterson. Yeah. Let's go right here to the Shelby truck, man. I bet you we find Gary right here, man. That's a beautiful rig, ain't it?
Yeah. Holy
Oh, so good to see you, Gary. Good to see you, man. Guys, this is Gary. What's your name again?
I'm Sam.
Sam?
Vince, Sam and Vince and Gary. Gary, I pre-apologize for everybody that I brought out, especially him. I pre-apologize for that. It's the hair don't.
I met the Count when he ordered his Shelby Series 1 back in the late 90s. He's got one of the very rare Shelby Series 1s, which is all carbon fiber body, aluminum chassis, and that thing rocks. We brought a whole host of Shelby cars. We got Shelby Mustang.
Yes.
We got 850 horses wide body.
This looked 10 times better than any other Mustang I've ever seen.
Check this thing out, man.
Oh, dude.
Liquid cooled 3.6 liter supercharger on a 5.8 liter engine.
Oh.
850 horses. This thing is just badass.
This is sick. What is an MSRP from Shelby for a car like this?
It's about a buck and a quarter.
Buck and a quarter, yeah. Gary, tell me, of course, about this gorgeous Cobra over here. You know what a Cobra freak I am.
Yeah, and I know you like black.
Yes, and you know I like black.
It's a CSX 6000 series car.
Okay.
So it's a 427 body, just like we did in the 60s. Modern fuel injection. So you can take this, hit the key, drive it.
Every day.
Every
Normal.
Day.
Normal.
It's like 430 horses.
And this doesn't weigh anything.
And this car weighs like 2,500 pounds.
Yeah, very fast. It's absolutely gorgeous, man.
Down here, this car is a 2014 Mustang GT.
Okay.
That we take to Shelby and we change it. So it's got a custom hood, wheels, tires, brakes, suspension, 624 horses.
Nice.
We're experimenting right now with an all-carbon front brake system.
Wow.
So this is our first weekend with the car.
Okay.
You want to go for a ride?
Twist my arm.
Let's do it, man.
Oh, this car is so bad.
So, hey, we got a Shelby GTSC, 5-liter engine, modern Mustang, real balanced performance. We got one on the track. You want to go for a ride?
Twist my arm.
Sign the waiver, wear the helmet. Let's do it, man.
Today, I'm taking the boys out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where they're throwing a huge 50th birthday party for the Mustang. Gary Patterson from Shelby has given us our VIP tour, and now he's invited me to get into one of these road rockets for a spin on the track. Oh my gosh, man, that's some serious teasing, and that's the cold tires.
Oh yeah.
The brakes feel great.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Nice. Oh, the G's on that. Unbelievable.
What do you think, Danny?
Oh, I'm loving it. This car is so bad. How fast are we getting on the straight?
Oh, I don't know, 120 or so.
This thing is awesome. Unbelievable. Man, I've been in a lot of fast cars, but these Shelbys, they never cease to amaze me. The power and handling that these babies put out are incredible, man, and I'm so psyched I got to go out for a spin in one today. One of the most fun parts about this whole thing was driving down the street, seeing all you guys standing there wishing you were in it. I love it.
Danny, what you got going on?
Look at how this heater hose is routed. It's got a big kink in it. Anyways, what's going on, brother?
On the 86 Chevy pickup.
Yes, Burgundy, and you said like a metallic black.
Yes,
yeah.
I got an awesome metallic black. I love this.
Really?
Black. Yes.
That's for the panels on the side.
Yep.
Nice, love it.
You sure? You don't want to do the factory chrome?
No, it's ugly, man. The chrome molding on that, it's not even like real chrome. You know, I'm all about going with authentic materials, but back in the 80s, Chevy kind of had to cut the corners a little bit, and they used this stick-on, fake chrome tape stuff instead of doing it proper. You know, Ryan wants to keep it stock, but when stock stinks, I'm going to do something better. There's going to be none of that fake stick-on chrome stuff on this truck. You can buy it in a roll. It comes out in a big roll, and it just glues on.
Oh, it's that stuff?
It's that big, nasty stuff. If we had trim like, you know, like here, this little spear here by the gas
door.
You know, if it was like that, I would put that back on in a heartbeat.
It's not like that.
No, it's fake chrome. You know what I'm saying? And I just,
I really dig that chrome look.
But I don't want to put the trim back on.
Okay.
I know with your pinstriping skills, man, that's where it's at.
That's my thing.
Done.
That's what I do.
Done.
Come on.
I never do this. Just don't let Mike touch it.
Oh, God, no. Are you crazy?
Now that the boys are getting the Chevy all put together and looking sweet,
figured it'd be a great time to get out of the shop, get into the wind, clear my head, and who knows, maybe even find a new project I can sink my teeth into. Lucky day. You just don't see these old Fleetwood caddies out on the road very much anymore. This one is so sweet. Hey, man, what's happening? Thank you for stopping. I'm Danny. Giovanni, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. What a beautiful Cadillac, man. Yeah, man, if you don't mind. It's very Elvis-y. Yeah, you're very Elvis-y, too.
I do Elvis in movies.
Really?
Yeah.
This definitely screams the king all over it. How you doing? I'm Danny.
Pleasure meeting you.
What's your name?
Dee.
Dee? Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Die hard Elvis fans.
Well, then it makes sense why you're cruising around in this big 70 Fleetwood.
We call her the Betty.
Betty?
Like Betty Page.
I love it. The 1970-60 series Brougham is regarded as the crown jewel of 70s Cadillacs. A longer wheelbase than previous Cadillacs provided a much smoother ride, but it was the Brougham's unique new luxury amenities, like carpeted rear footrest, rear seat reading lamps, and a fully padded vinyl roof that put this model in the class by itself. Perhaps the most impressive feature of the Brougham was its drivability. Chevy engineers introduced the automatic level control system, which automatically adjusted shock absorber pressure, maintaining the car's optimum height and stability no matter what the road condition.
Dude, she's beautiful.
Where'd you find her?
I found it actually from a guy who brought it out from Memphis.
Oh, you're kidding me.
In Elvis's hometown.
Dude.
You know, what's funny is that when I had it restored inside, there were a bunch of old Fender guitar picks.
Oh, you're kidding.
Maybe somebody saw a Cadillac and Elvis said, you want a Cadillac, baby?
Yeah. Do you mind if we walk around and look at it?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. What's under the hood?
It's a 472.
472. It's a torque monster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a big engine.
It's a beast inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's almost borderline limo.
It is. This has got style written all over it. It works good, man. Yeah. And I love the black top.
Yeah, I like the 50s.
It's like a top hat going down the road, man. That's class.
Exactly.
Well, this thing is super sweet. And again, I appreciate you stopping and letting me look at it. I have to ask just because, you know, I'm kind of crazy like this, but is this a car that you would ever consider selling?
You know, because I've been driving it for so long, I become kind of emotionally attached to the car.
I'm the same way with mine. I get attached to them.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if it's a cat, dog, or a car.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you didn't mention wife. Oh.
Can't have my Cadillac, baby, but you can have another one. That's it, baby.
You know, it was really cool meeting Giovanni, Dee, and their sweet caddy, but I could tell there ain't no way they was going to sell that car today. The man's got Elvis in his soul and that Cadillac in his heart, so I'm going to have to do a little more shopping if I'm going to take one home. TCB, baby.
Thank you very much.
Danny just bought an 86 Chevy pickup that we're going to turn into a hot rod for a quick flip. Danny said he did not want the factory chrome on this truck.
You don't
want
to do the factory chrome?
No, it's ugly.
If it was like this little spear here, that's a different story.
But I'd rather, honestly, maybe a nice silver pinstripe.
But the truck told me it really wanted chrome.
Right!
What?
Why do I say what when I come in here? I hate that. It's never an inviting thing. It's always what?
When you're interrupting me, you're gonna get a what?
What are you doing? What is this for? What's it going on?
It's a tailgate. I'm airbrushing a graphic on a tailgate. No, you know which tailgate.
It's a tailgate.
I'm a little curious. I realized you were the one doing this, but this still looks a lot like it's going to end up looking like chrome, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
This looks like it's going to end up looking like chrome. This is how I would do chrome.
All right, it's chrome. They're simulated chrome moldings done with paint.
I don't know. Did you clear this with the boss, man?
Danny told me do something funky with the stripe. I'm doing something funky with the stripe.
You know Danny hates this. I mean, seriously, what are you thinking?
Look at that.
Go get me Ryan. I need to talk to him for a second. I am shocked that you did what I said don't do.
This looks a lot like it's going to end up looking like chrome, but
no.
This is how I would do chrome.
All right, it's chrome. They're simulated chrome moldings done with paint.
So you're defying the boss?
No, I am not defying. Danny did not tell me not to paint moldings on this truck.
Chrome molding's ugly, man. Just do your silver pinstripe around the thing.
You know Danny hates this.
He's gonna see this. He's gonna get pissed.
And I can't wait. I'm gonna get my phone out. I'm gonna record it. I'm gonna put it all over the internet.
You do that. And also go back to what you're supposed to be doing. Not bugging me. I don't care what anybody says. Danny's gonna love it.
Today is a big day here at Counts Customs. I got a VIP coming down from the Las Vegas Gaming Commission. Wants to talk to me about integrating the Counts Customs brand into a whole bunch of different casinos. He's got plans to make Counts Customs themed tables, and he wants to buy a car to offer up as a prize. I hear he's got a good budget, so I'm thinking that 86 Chevy truck, man, it's right up his alley. The guys are finishing her off beautifully with a proper stance, a great wheel and tire package, beautiful custom hot rod style interior. I gotta say, she is bad to the bone now. Just hoping that the VIP really digs it.
Tim, how are you, man?
How are you, bro?
Nice to meet you.
Danny, nice to see you, brother. Thanks for coming out. What have you got here?
I brought the blackjack table felt for you to take a look at.
Oh, dude.
What do you think, huh?
I think it's very us. The logo, the font is perfect. The color scheme, that's wicked cool. I love it.
This would be one of a kind. It's been many, many years since the table game has offered the opportunity for players to win a car.
I'm honored that you guys have come to us for this, man. Now, I've selected a vehicle that we've been building, and it's stunning. I want to show it to you, and you tell me what you think of her.
Let's check it out.
Brother man, go make sure Rolly's got her all ready to go.
Okay.
Tim's stepping up to the plate. It's my turn, and I have just the thing, this beautiful 86 Chevy short bed pickup. Rolly! Bring that baby out!
Oh, my.
Man, she's beaming at you.
Look at that. Look at the color. Wow. Unbelievable.
Nice. That's what I'm Sounds good, Rolly.
Wow.
This 1986 Chevy pickup is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody loves that body style. We took this truck, painted the frame, fitted it with a crate engine, and had Wheel Vintee custom make some old school steely wheels for it. The interior of this truck is classic. Black on black with a custom steering wheel. I can see her sitting on a casino floor drawing people to those tables.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Rims, mm-hmm. Tires.
Isn't that nice?
Unbelievable.
Go get me Ryan. I need to talk to him for a second. Thank you.
Amazing.
What's going on, Danny?
What's up, guys?
What's up,
man? How you guys doing, man?
I'm good.
Why do you have that look on your face, Dan?
I'm kind of surprised about the graphics that mimic chrome.
I remember you saying you hate it.
Yeah, I've always said that, Mike. You're right.
And I told him over and over again, you were not going to like it.
I did say that, right, Ryan? Did I say that?
Yes, I said that a lot. Yes, Mike.
Good deal.
I mean, have I not been clear on that for the last 15, 16 years, man?
Yes.
Crystal clear.
What in the world possessed you to do it then?
The truck was screaming chrome. I trusted my instincts.
I am shocked that you did what I said don't do. The part that shocks me is I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Told you.
I think you did.
Thank you.
Just because Ryan did it.
Job. You don't tie the hands of an artist, man. You let them do their thing. Now, with Mike, tie his hands all the time. So what does that tell you?
What does that tell you, Mike?
Tells me I'm unwelcome.
Hey, man, would you take my trash out, by the way, while you're in there, man?
I was a little worried. It felt like I was in the principal's office. When Danny told me he liked the simulated chrome, whew, relief.
Tim, you got to see the inside. It's just clean. classic, clean, hot rod vibe. It's,
wow.
It's all black leather.
Gorgeous.
You got tilt wheel.
It's slick, smooth, and simple. Feels fantastic.
I got to show you under the hood, man. Bam! Look at this. Look at this.
Wow.
This thing will get up and haul. It's got a beautiful Crate 350 motor in it. She's gorgeous. Tim, how are you feeling about it, brother?
I've got to go back. I've got several casinos interested, but who's not going to want to win that car? This is the perfect automobile, and I'm going to need you to hold it.
Awesome. That truck is yours. Consider it held, brother.
Fantastic.
Today was a monster success. That truck came out swinging. Tim loved it. Counts Customs vehicles in the casino. Doesn't get much better than that for me.
I've got several properties that are going to be wanting to place this game. And
really?
We're going to need more cars, brother.
Really? And you think we're going to do more?
We're going to do more.
Why don't we go inside and take a little look around, see what we got?
Yeah.
Get out. Let's do it.
We got more goodies waiting for you.
Fantastic.